们的朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主让我们再次能够聚集。
Thank the Lord for allowing us together once again.
我刚才坐在那里唱诗歌。
When I was singing,
我有个感觉，说能够坐在这里的人都是有福的。
I had the feeling that all who can sit here are blessed.
我们今天被称为神的儿女。
Because today we are children of God.
我们是蒙了父亲大爱的人。
And we have received the great love of the Father.
希望神的爱激励我们。
And so may His love encourage us.
我们能够因为这些祝福、这些幸福的感觉，能够更爱他。
So that through these blessings, we can love Him more.
也能够有力量的胜过从世界来许多的压力痛苦。
And so we can overcome the pressure and the troubles of this earth.
每次聚在主的跟前。
Every time we come before the Lord,
应该都是我们再次受激励重新得力量的时候。
Ought to be a time where we are re-encouraged, before Him.
今天早晨我相信主也要将施恩给我们。
I believe this morning, God will bless us as well.
让我们一起来读三处的圣经。
Let us read three passages.
第一处在使徒行传第一章。
First is in Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传我们先读一章一到十五节的上半。
We will read from verse 1 to the first part of 15.
第一章第一到十五节的上半。好，找到以后，我们所有的弟兄姊妹都一同来读。
Please read together.
希望我们能够很宝贵读主话语的机会。
May we cherish the time that we have to read His word.
把它当作是主今天在向我们所说的话。
And let us treat it as words that He is speaking to us today.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts 1.
好，我们一起来。
Together.
提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒以后被接上升的日子为止，他受害之后用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。有一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，也有安息日可走的路程。当下门徒从那里回耶路撒冷去，进了城就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、菲利、多马、巴多罗买、马太、亚勒菲的儿子雅各、奋锐党的西门和雅各的儿子犹大。这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意地恒切祷告。那时有许多人聚会，约有120名。好，我们这一次练到这里。那接着我们来练第二章。第二章我们来读，先读一到四。
Next we'll read chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
然后我们就读 41-47.
And then 41-47.
1-4.
1-4.
好，一起来。五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。41，这是彼得第一次讲道的时候，他接续要所记载的。
This is the first time that Apostle Peter preached.
来，于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，还物供用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在店里且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。好，第二处我们来读哥林多前书第9:27。
And next is 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第9:27。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27.
好，我们一起读。
Together.
我是功课己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。好，最后一处是腓立比书3:10。
The last passage is Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
腓立比书3:10。
Philippians 3:10.
腓立比书3:10，我们一起来。使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。好，我们圣经就先读到这里。
We end our reading here.
从我第一次读《使徒行传》开始
，The first time that I read Acts，
我就深深地被这卷书吸引。
I have been deeply attracted by this book.
我们看见主耶稣虽然不在地上，
we see that although Jesus is not on earth,
但是借着他复活的能力，他的使徒们把福音传到地极。
But through the power of his resurrection, his disciples were able to preach his gospel throughout the earth.
我们看见那些原来是被称为加利利无知的小民的一帮人。
And so these were a group of people who came from the unknown region of Galilee.
他们怎样能够用神迹奇事百般异能？
Yet they were able to use miraculous signs and power.
还有奇妙的教训，还有各种的方式把福音传出去。
And wonderful teachings and all kinds of methods to spread the gospel.
在各种逼迫、监禁、鞭打中间，他们把福音传出去。
And in all kinds of persecution and trials, they were able to spread this gospel.
所以每次读《使徒行传》，心中总是被一个火再次燃烧。
So every time I read Acts, the fire within me is rekindled.
而这一本书也是由我们继续来写的。
And this book is also one that we continue to add on to.
当路加写到末了的时候，
when Luke wrote to the end,
他说呢，没有人禁止。
He says, "No one stops."
这本书没有结束。
There is no end to this book.
所以我们每一位蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹
，So all who are saved，
我们都继续在这个行传的里头。
We continue on in these Acts.
这是路加所写的第二卷书。
This is the second book written by Luke.
所以他有一个前书。
So he has a first book.
我们弟兄姊妹都知道，前书就是路加福音。
And we all know that book is the Gospel of Luke.
作者是同一个人。
And the author is the same person.
收信的也是同一个人。
The person to receive these books, it was the same person.
这个收信的人呢，叫做提亚费罗。
And this person's name was Theophilus.
他的意思就是爱神的人。
The meaning of this name is one who loves God.
那么也许当时真的有这么一个人就叫提亚斐罗。
And so probably back then there was this person named Theophilus.
而且他被称为大人，还是一个有地位的，还有啊可能有官位的人。
And he was a person of status.
路加呢把这封信写给他。
And so Luke wrote this letter to him.
那么今天对我们来说，
And today for us,
每一位爱主的人也都在读 这两封书信。
All who love the Lord read these two books.
每一个爱主的人也应当都被这两封书信所感动，所激励。
And all those who love the Lord should be encouraged by these two books.
我们看见，主耶稣在路加福音里面，怎么样来行走。
We see in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, how Jesus walked on this earth.
我们晓得主从马槽开始，最后在十字架上结束。
We saw how he started from the manger and ended up on the cross.
实在是卑微。
And his entire life is truly lowly.
他一生是受苦和受辱的生活。
His was a life of suffering and humiliation.
这位原来在高天之上，荣耀尊贵大有全能的神，到地上来的时候过了这样的一生。
And so this God who had all the power and glory in heaven came onto this earth to experience all these.
这是为着我们这些如虫如蛆的罪人。
And this was all for us, lowly people.
这个爱应当感动我们。
And so this love ought to move us.
这个爱应当叫我们弃绝罪，弃绝自己，弃绝世界。
And this love ought to allow us to give up and to let go of sin in this world.
因为当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
Because when we're saved,
神把一个新的心给我们，
then God gives us a new heart.
原来我们的心可能是一个硬的、冷的。
Previously, our heart may have been cold and stubborn.
但是当我们说我愿意信主的时候，
But when we say we're willing to accept,
那个柔软的新的心就赐给我们。
Then that new soft heart is given to us.
那颗心是能够来感受耶稣在十字架上死的大爱的。
And this heart is able to experience the great love that Jesus showed on the cross.
那我们回想我们怎样蒙恩得救。
And we think about how we were saved.
回想我们怎样受浸归到主耶稣基督的名下。
We remember how we were baptized into the name of the Lord.
也许弟兄姊妹们，时间久了以后。
And possibly, brothers and sisters, after some time,
我们都已经渐渐淡忘了当时我们信主的那个心中的那种的兴奋，那种的激情。
We begin to lose and to forget the original fervor we had.
我们渐渐又被世界许多的好处享受掳回去了。
And slowly, we are taken back by the attractions of this world.
以至于我们在读这些书信、这些福音的时候，我们心中不再激起那种的火花。
And so when we read these gospels and these acts, we are unable to experience what the words say.
那如果是这样的话呢，我们的属灵光景就不对了。
If this is the case, then our spiritual condition is not right.
当神把这个新生命给我们的时候，
When God gives us this new life,
它不是这样的一个发展。
He did not mean for it to be like this.
如果有那种的发展，那是我们原来的那个肉体，那个旧生命的一个发展。
If we turn out like this, then it's because of our old flesh.
我们的新生命应当是越过越柔软，越过越容易受感动的生命。
This new life ought to be one that becomes softer and becomes more able to live out the new life.
每次提到主耶稣的名字的时候，我们里面应该是非常有感觉的。
Every time the name of Jesus is mentioned, we should have a feeling in our hearts.
那更不要说坐在饼杯桌子的前面。
And much less than when we're before the breaking of bread.
那个具体的基督的身体和宝血都摆在我们眼前的时候。
When the body and blood of Christ is placed before us.
我们的心应当是跳跃的。
Our heart should be rejoicing.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们活在一个非常不冷不热的时代里头。
We live in a very lukewarm period.
我们需要复兴。
And we need to be revived.
我们需要里面被神的爱激励起来。
And we need to be encouraged by the love of God.
我们要被激励到一个地步，真的是弃绝罪、肉体和所有世界的好处。
to be encouraged to a point where we can let go of all the attractions of this world.
当我们的主做完他的一生的时候，
at the end of our Lord's life,
他就把福音的责任托付给门徒和使徒们。
He gave the responsibility of the gospel to the apostles and disciples.
所以使徒行传一开始的时候就提到他著的路加著的前书。
And so the beginning of Acts speaks about the gospel of Luke.
特别提到他拣选使徒们，要吩咐他们去传扬福音。
How God chose the disciples to preach the gospel.
那么并且他曾经有40天之久，在复活之后，他向门徒们显现。
And there was a period of 40 days after he was resurrected when he appeared to the disciples.
我很喜欢中文这个翻译。
I really like the Chinese translation.
他说用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看。
That he used many convincing proofs to show himself alive to the disciples.
活活的显给他们看。
Vividly alive.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这位复活的主今天也还在显这些神迹。
This resurrected God and Lord is still showing these miracles today.
每一个有信心都做救恩的人，
All who have faith and have been saved,
我们都能够看见这些。
We can see these things.
看见福音所到之地那个生命奇妙的大转变。
We can see the miraculous change in life wherever the gospel goes.
我想我们大部分弟兄姊妹都有去传福音领人归主的经历。
And I think most of us have the experience of leading someone to God.
那当我们在这样传福音的时候，
And when we preach the gospel,
我们就知道当一个人还没有被主改变过的时候，他是一个什么样的光景。
We know what a person is like before they've been changed by God.
那个里面，那个心思心那种光景是怎样的，我们都知道。
And we know their previous condition, how their attitude was.
但是当他们得救之后，
But after they're saved,
经过一段年日好好的追求，
After a period of time of pursuing the Lord,
他们的心能够跟神同心，
They're able to be one in heart with God.
他们的脚能够跟神同步。
And their steps are in step with the Lord's.
他们开始以神的事为他们最大的快乐。
And their greatest joy is the things of the Lord.
他们真的开始成为一个属天的国民了。
And so truly they become citizens of heaven.
这是一个奇妙的大转变。
This is a miraculous change.
世界这么好。
This world is so good.
许多的最终之乐那么吸引人的肉体。
And there's all these pleasures that attract us.
但是这些爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们被改变到一个程度。
But these brothers and sisters who love the Lord are changed to a point.
真的是成为地上的客旅跟寄居的。
Where they truly become just a traveler, a passerby in this world.
不在地上的世为的。
And they are not they are not concerned with the things of this world.
他们关心人的灵魂。
And they care about the souls of other people.
他们关心教会的属灵光景。
They care about the spiritual condition of the church.
他们关心弟兄姊妹是不是能够好好的在主里面成长。
And they care about whether brothers and sisters are able to grow in the Lord.
他们的心所思所想的就是神的国度。
The thoughts and ideas of their heart are towards the kingdom of God.
这是福音的大能。
And so this is the power of the gospel.
当然也有许多外面的神迹奇事。
And of course, there are other outward miraculous signs.
但是那些都还比不上人生命这种的转变。
But these cannot compare with the change within people.
所以主曾经活活的显给使徒们看。
And so the Lord once vividly showed himself.
今天他也还在显给我们看。
Today he continues to show himself to us.
因为我们都有个属灵的眼睛。
And so may we have spiritual eyes.
能够看见这些都是非人手所能做的事。
To see that these things are not done with the hands of men.
主向他们讲说神国的事。
The Lord speaks to them of the kingdom of God.
然后他就吩咐他们要等候在耶路撒冷。
He commands them to wait in Jerusalem.
告诉他们说要等候父所应许的圣灵。
And he tells them to wait for the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit.
那在行传一章八节那里告诉我们说。
In chapter 1, verse 8 of Acts.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
能力是从圣灵来的。
Power comes from the Holy Spirit.
见证是借着这个圣灵的能力产生的。
And testimony is created from the power of the Holy Spirit.
这句话是何等的宝贵。
These words are truly precious.
如果我们真的把这句话放在我们心中。
If we really put these words in our heart,
让姊妹们，我们今天就可以做主的见证人。
Then brothers and sisters, we can be God's testimony today.
我们在这个不信神的世界里面。
In this world that does not believe in God,
就是要来见证我们有一位又真又活的神。
We are here to testify that there is a true and living God.
见证他真的是创造宇宙万物。
To testify that he truly created the universe.
真的他就是那位救主。
And he is the Savior.
也正见证他就是宇宙所有一切权柄的主。
And to testify that he has all authority over this universe.
我们要用我们的生命美德为主耶稣基督做见证。
We have to use our life to testify for God.
我们要用我们个人和家庭为主耶稣基督做见证。
To use our individual and our family to testify.
我们要用教会整体的聚会侍奉为主耶稣基督做见证。
And to use the corporate church and service to testify for God.
因着圣灵降临。
Because the Holy Spirit came down.
这些都要赐给凡已经接受耶稣基督的人。
This power will be given to all who have accepted Jesus as their Savior.
所以我们看到使徒行传第二章就讲到五旬节到了。
And we see in Acts 2 that Pentecost came.
圣灵像大风一样的吹过。
And the Spirit came down like a rushing wind.
像火焰一样的显现。
And appeared as tongues of fire.
然后这些门徒们都得着了口才，能够去传讲耶稣基督。
And these disciples received word to preach the gospel.
当使徒们在那里传耶稣的时候
，When the disciples were preaching about Jesus,
我们看见那个教会的光景实在是美丽。
We see that the condition of the church is truly beautiful.
实在是荣耀。
And glorious.
那天从120个人的恒切祷告
That day from the prayer of 120
到后来3000个人得救加入教会
To later when 3000 were added to the church
然后他们在一起生活那样的相爱
The love and harmony they had as they lived together
把田产家业卖了
Selling their possessions
把需要分给所有的人
And giving to all who needed
他们一直在那里祷告，一直在那里彼此的交接。
They were constantly in prayer and fellowship.
他们天天在那里赞美神，把荣耀归给神。
And daily they praised the Lord and gave all the glory to Him.
因此，主就把得救的人天天的加给他们。
Therefore, God continuously added people to their numbers.
这是教会全体传福音的见证。
This is the testimony of the church as it preaches the gospel.
当三千人得救，五千人得救之后
，When 3,000, 5,000 people were saved,
那不是少数几个人能够负责的。
Then it is not something that a few people can handle.
所以我们看到后面，当使徒们后来门徒们被逼迫的时候
，And so we see when the apostles and disciples were persecuted,
他们分散到各地去
，They were spread throughout the world.
每一个人都成为福音的使者。
Every single one of them became a messenger of the gospel.
每个人都带着耶稣基督的见证到各处去传扬。
And so every one of them brought the testimony of God, of Jesus, to the world.
同志们，也许我们会想说，今天实在好艰难。
Brothers and sisters, we might think that today, the times are hard.
人的头脑很大。
The minds of people are very big.
物质这么丰富，人不太有什么需要。
And our material possessions are so great, we don't really have any needs.
我们觉得我们传福音很困难。
And we feel that it's very difficult to spread the
gospel. 但是如果我们想想使徒们的时代
But if we think about the times of the apostles,
他们比我们容易吗
Was it necessarily easier?
他们比我们容易吗
Was it easier than our time?
你愿意跟他换一换吗
Are we willing to switch times with them?
一传福音就要被抓起来关，就要被抓起来打。
If you preach the gospel, you were going to be imprisoned.
从这个城被赶到那个城，被追杀。
To be persecuted from one city to the other.
那些顽梗的犹太人怎么样拒绝他们？
And how the stubborn Jews rejected them.
逼迫他们。
Persecuted them.
设法要杀害他们。
And even tried to kill them.
那些希腊的哲学，那些罗马的政权怎么样来反对？
And the Greek philosophers and the authority of the Roman Empire, how they oppose these.
非常艰难的。
It's very difficult.
但是福音是有大能的。
But the gospel has great power.
借着圣灵在每一个人身上的能力，他们突破所有的仇敌的防堵。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit in every individual, these apostles were able to break through all barriers of the enemy.
没有人可以阻挡他们。
No one could stop them.
没有宗教可以阻挡他们。
And no religion could stop them.
没有国家的政权可以抵挡他们。
And no authority of the state could stop them.
非常奇妙的，保罗和使徒们把福音传遍了欧亚两大洲。
And very miraculously, Paul and all the apostles were able to spread the gospel through Asia and Europe.
甚至连非洲也都传进去了。
And even into Africa.
这是福音的大能。
And this is the great power of the gospel.
这是因着圣灵把主耶稣复活能力显在人身上的一个结果。
And this is through the resurrection of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们还有一点点机会可以为主传福音。
Today we still have some time to spread the gospel.
我们也许一直在想怎样把福音传出去。
And maybe we're constantly thinking, how should we spread the gospel?
但主的路就在这里。
But the way of the Lord is here.
必须要依靠圣灵的大能大力。
We must rely on the great power of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道，我们的肉体是与圣灵为敌的。
But we know that our flesh is in opposition to the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗在更多前书九章二十七节这样说。
And so Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:27.
他告诉我们说，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，免得我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
He says, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
我们不仅要愿意传福音。
So not only do we need to be willing to preach the gospel.
我们的主更希望我们因着为他劳苦的缘故，我们自己得福。
The Lord wants us to, through His suffering, to be blessed.
传福音，我们可以得到非常大的福气。
Because when we preach the gospel, we can receive great blessing.
像保罗在这里所说的。
Like Paul says here.
他一边传福音，一边他警惕自己。
On the one hand, he preaches the gospel, but on the other, he reminds himself.
我传福音，别人得救。
I preach so others are saved.
别人在主里面一直长进，一直追求。
And so others continue to grow in the Lord.
那如果我反倒后退，我反倒冷淡。
But if I myself take steps backwards and become cold,
那就与我没有益处。
Then there is no good for me.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，我们要致死肉体。
So Paul tells us that we need to defeat the flesh.
如果我们要叫圣灵在我们身上有路的话，
If we are to have the Holy Spirit have power in us,
我们必须要对付肉体。
Then we need to deal with our flesh.
我们知道在每一个时代里头，
We know that in every period,
当有复兴的时候，
When there's a revival,
那里一定有罪的对付，
There is always dealing with sin.
一定有罪的清除，
The cleansing of sin.
这是第一关。
This is the first step.
这也是每一个传福音的人所必须要积极对付的。
And this is what all people who preach the gospel need to deal with first.
我们愿意为主劳苦，很好。
It's good that we're willing to toil for the Lord.
主也会也会觉得我们的劳苦在他眼中看来很宝贵。
And he also treasures our toiling before him.
但如果我们只有外面的这些事物和这些的这个体力的劳苦，
But if we only have these outward actions,
而我们不肯来对付里面那个生命的问题的话，
And we're unwilling to deal with the problems of life within,
那我们就没有得着福音的好处。
Then we have not gained the benefits of the gospel.
在差不多1927年到37年的时候，
And about the 1920s and 30s.
37. 在那里有一次山东的大复兴。
There was a great revival of Shandong.
在那个大复兴的里面。
And in that great revival,
我们看见主借着一些他拣选的器皿。
We see that the Lord, through a few chosen vessels,
带进那个复兴。
Brought in that revival.
那个复兴的重点是什么呢？
And what was the point of that revival?
就是从小到老大家都认罪。
It was from the young to the old, everyone repented.
因着罪被对付清楚了。
And because sin was dealt with,
许多原来没有真正重生的人，他们重生了。
Many of those who had not previously been born again were.
原来没有能力为主做见证的人，他们得着能力了。
And previously, those who did not have the power to testify, gained that power.
所以他们有一次传福音之后。
So once after they preached the gospel.
很奇妙的，就是那些儿童们个个都觉得罪很重。
Miraculously, all the children felt that they had much sin.
他们在聚会里头，他们就是要认罪。
And so in the meetings, they wanted to repent.
也许孩子们他们比较单纯。
And maybe because the kids are more simple.
当圣灵这样来感动的时候，
When the Holy Spirit moves them,
他们就良心里头就被摸着了。
Then their conscience is touched.
他们就跟主一样也能认罪。
And so they repent before the Lord.
偷窃的罪。
Stealing.
打人的罪。
Violence.
这个骂人的罪。
Cursing.
对父母顶撞的罪。
Disobedience.
彼此没有饶恕的罪。
Unforgiveness.
我听我一个有我们一个弟兄告诉我
I heard a brother say once
他的儿子最近跟他们说
Their son once told them
他说我很怕主耶稣回来
I'm very scared for the Lord's return
这孩子可能只有大概五六岁吧
And this kid is maybe 5 or 6
或者是比较大了 我记不清楚因为他看起来还没有很大
Or maybe a little older
那爸爸就问他说为什么你怕主耶稣回来啊
So the dad asked him, why are you afraid?
他说因为我以前在主日学咬人呢
And because he said, before in Sunday school, I bit people.
哇那个好多年前他还很小的时候发生的事情
And so this was something that happened many years ago.
他现在开始里面的感觉
But within, he has this feeling.
而且呢他会怕那位审判的主来的时候怎么交代啊
And he's afraid of what he will be held accountable for.
圣灵常常从一个罪开始把我们引出来。
The Holy Spirit often uses one sin to take us out.
让我们能够去一样一样的对付他。
So that one by one we can deal with our sins.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们不忽略了圣灵的感动。
If we do not overlook the moving of the Spirit.
我们就会找到一条能够把罪对付清楚的路。
Then we can find that road where we can deal with all our sins.
不仅是在主的面前认了罪了。
Not only to repent before the Lord.
也在人的面前也认罪。
But also before the people.
所以当时有一个美国的宣教士。
Originally there was an American preacher.
他是一个做护士的一个姊妹。A nurse.
She was a nurse.
他当时呢也在那样的聚会里头。
And she was in a meeting.
她参加很多的聚会。
She attended many meetings.
她甚至还要帮助别人。
And she has to help other people.
但是她看见别人一个一个复兴起来。
But when she saw that one by one people were being revived.
她就是没有。
She wasn't.
每次当讲到你重生了没有。
So every time the topic of born again came up.
她就立刻想要跑开。
She...wanted to run away.
因为她从一个非常有教养的家庭长大。
Because she grew up in a very well-educated family.
她也很小就信了主。
And she accepted the Lord at a young age.
并且把自己完全奉献为着主耶稣到中国去。
And completely offered up her life to serve the Lord in China.
但是她当听完那些道的时候。
But after she heard all those messages.
她知道自己没有重生。
She knew that she was not born again.
她知道她的根源在哪里。
And she knew the source of her problem.
因为她曾经向邻居偷了一个 quarter.
Because one time she stole a quarter from her neighbor.
2毛5分钱。
25 cents.
拦住她， 得着在圣灵中的喜乐。
And that hindered her from the joy of the Holy Spirit.
她每一次到了那个要认罪的关口，
Every time she came to the point of repentance,
她觉得非常的为难。
And she felt very troubled.
因为在他们那个家庭长大，
Because growing up in her family,
你是不可以犯这样的罪的。
You cannot commit a sin like that.
你是不可以跟人家承认说你偷窃过这些金钱的。
And much less admit that you have committed.
但是那个点不过去。
But that point would not let her go.
圣灵的恩惠能力就临不到她。
And so the Holy Spirit could not come upon her.
后来她回到美国来。
And then she came to America.
她下决心。
And she determined.
一定要去跟邻居认罪。
To repent and to say sorry.
一定要还这两毛五分钱。
To return this 25 cents.
但是因为面子。
But to save face.
她又带着这个重担回到中国去。
She didn't do it and returned to China.
到中国又是同样的情形。
And in China, she felt had the same condition.
但是当有一次，这位带领聚会的人要他说，我们来帮助这些我们的弟兄姊妹能够得着重生经历。
But then one meeting, the leader asked her to help bring these people to a true born again experience.
她真的感觉她不能再假冒伪善。
And she felt that she could not be a hypocrite any longer.
她今天必须解决这个问题。
And she had to deal with the problem that day.
虽然她已经离开美国。
Even though she had left America.
但就在那个时候，她下决心跟主说：“主，我要对付这个罪。”
At that time, she determined before the Lord to deal with that sin.
主的爱充满她。
And immediately, the love of the Lord filled her.
圣灵充满她。
And the Holy Spirit filled her.
她冲过了这个关卡。
And she overcame this obstacle.
她写信。
She wrote a letter.
她寄钱。
And she sent the money.
连本带利的还回去这个钱。
And return the money to the person.
她良心就平安了。
And her conscience was calm.
当然，我们不相信说这位姊妹只有这个罪。
We know that the sister did not have just this one sin.
但是那个罪就是一个代表。
But that sin is a representation.
圣灵就抓住这个点。
And the Holy Spirit takes that.
她若是不肯在这个已经知道的明显的罪上来对付的话。
If she did not deal with the sin that she knew of,
圣灵就不放她过去。
Then the Holy Spirit would not let her go.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们也许罪多如牛毛。
You know, maybe our sins are numerous.
但是我们想想，不知道该怎么去对付它。
And we don't know how to deal with all of them.
即使我们已经得救了
，And even though we are saved,
我们还是带着一个不平安的心。
We hold a heart that has no peace.
但这是不需要的。
But this is not necessary.
认罪是一个态度的问题。
Repenting is an attitude.
当我们有这个意思要认罪的时候，
When we have this mindset to repent.
当我们真的要悔改的时候，
When we really want to repent.
主知道。
Then the Lord knows.
这个人今天被摸到了。
That this person has been touched today.
这个人已经不愿意再保持他原来那个样子了。
And this person is unwilling to maintain the original condition.
在主的手中破碎了一次。
And they are broken before the Lord.
从此圣灵有路了。
That way the Holy Spirit has a way.
啊，从那一个点的突破。
And from that point,
主要一直把我们带到圣洁没有瑕疵。
Then the Lord will bring us to holiness.
这是主奇妙伟大的工作。
This is His miraculous work.
但我们不要轻忽圣灵在里面的声音。
But we cannot overlook the Holy Spirit in our lives.
不得我们今天就下定这样的决心。
We should determine today.
就是跟主说，主啊，我愿意认罪悔改。
To tell the Lord that I'm willing to repent.
我愿意对付从过去到今天的罪。
To deal with all the sins from before up till today.
我愿意在主面前良心无愧。
And to be clear, have a clear conscience before the Lord.
我们感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
记着这样的一个一个的认罪悔改。
Through these repentances.
福音的大能就现在那个时候。
Then the power of the gospel will be manifested.
在我们那个抵挡主这么厉害的国家里，
in that country that strongly opposed the Lord,
居然也能够带进大复兴。
He was able to bring about a great revival.
大批大批的人得救。
Great numbers of people were saved.
大批的人有能力为神做见证。
And great numbers of people had the power to testify.
如同在使徒时代那个样子。
Like the time of the apostles.
后来有宋尚杰弟兄。
And later there was brother John Sung.
他也是一个大有福音能力的人。
And he was one with great power in the gospel.
而他的能力也是从认罪而来。
His power also came from repentance.
他认罪到一个地步，他是跟罪征战摔跤。
He repented to a point where he actually struggled with the sin.
他在地上打滚，他就是为着要把这个罪胜过。
Physically struggling and wrestling with the sin.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
有些罪可能真的是抓住我们这个人。
Some sins maybe actually physically have hold of us.
他真的是要做我们这个主人。
And they want to be master over us.
他就不让你过去。
And they won't let you go.
无论是在身体上的罪。
Whether it be sin of the body.
心思上的罪。
Or sin of the mind.
罪他想抓住我们的。
Sin wants to take hold of you.
但他不是无所不能的。
But it is not all powerful.
而是我们肯到救主的跟前来。
If we're willing to come before the Savior,
他就把我们从罪中释放出来。
Then He will release us from sin.
今天我们得着圣灵在里面。
Today we receive the Holy Spirit within us.
他是我们随时的帮助。
And the Holy Spirit is our help at all times.
就连你在开车的时候。
Even when you're driving.
就连你在甚至你在睡觉的时候。
Even when you're sleeping.
你可能都可以产生这个认罪的感觉。
Maybe you can have this attitude of repentance.
所以宋尚杰弟兄他对付罪。
So brother John Sung, he dealt with sin.
叫别人对付罪。
And had others deal with their sins.
他到每一个教会去，他最大的负担就是讲罪的问题。
Every church that he went to, his greatest burden was to talk about and preach about the problem of sin.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们必须要想到那个审判台前。
We need to think and see, before the judgment throne.
如果今天我们还为着我们的面子的问题，
If today we're still concerned about saving face,
我们还想保持我们的完整，
and we want to maintain our completeness,
我们只有在公众受羞辱，
then we are only we're only ashamed before the public.
因为如果连我们所说的闲话到那天都要一句一句供出来的话，
because if even the casual words that we say will be accounted for,
那如果那些淫乱的罪，
then sins of immorality,
那些偷窃的罪，
and stealing,
那些贪婪的罪，
and laziness,
那些许多藏在里头的骄傲嫉妒仇恨的罪，
And the greed and the pride and jealousy that is hidden within.
难道不会被在公开的时候揭露出来吗？
Will these not also be brought out?
所以今天在恩典的时代里，
Today we are in the grace period.
主真的是恩待我们的。
And God truly has grace on us.
我想起约瑟对玛利亚的态度。
We think about the attitude that Joseph had with Mary.
他原来以为玛利亚是犯了淫乱。
Originally, he thought that she had committed adultery.
那他就说，我不要明明的羞辱她。
And so he said that he will not publicly humiliate.
就想暗暗的把她休了。
And will divorce her in secret.
虽然玛利亚并不是犯了错的。
And even though she was not wrong.
但是我要借约瑟这个态度。
But I want to use Joseph's attitude
来说明今天主耶稣对我们的态度，
to show the attitude that Jesus has towards us.
我们的主是满有恩典满有怜悯的。
He is full of grace and mercy.
他今天真是巴望我们能够到他面前去认罪。
And today he allows us to go before him and repent.
他还没有到需要明明羞辱我们的时候。
We are not at the point where we will be publicly humiliated.
他是竭力地巴望我们能够把罪对付得清清楚楚。
He truly desires to have us deal with all of our sins now.
我想只有愚妄的人，他才会把罪留到那一天被公开出来。
Only the foolish ones will wait until that day for all their sins to be shown.
所以在这里，靠主的恩典恳劝我们弟兄姊妹们。
And so through the grace of our Lord, I encourage brothers and sisters to deal with sin.
所有别人不知道的罪。
All the sins that others do not know.
甚至我们的妻子、丈夫都不知道的罪。
Even those sins that our spouses do not know of.
我们要对付他。
We need to deal with them.
我们不容许我们继续活在这样的光景中。
To not allow us to continue in this way.
我们活在一个邪恶淫乱的时代里头。
We live in a period that is evil and corrupt.
今天撒旦用多少的东西要叫神的儿女犯罪。
And today, Satan uses all kinds of things to have the children of God sin.
他已经没有办法阻止我们的永生。
He cannot stop us from having eternal life.
但是他可以来阻挡我们得胜。
But he can stop us from being victorious.
他没有办法让我们不得救了。
He has no way to stop us from being saved.
但是他可以让我们不要成圣。
But he can stop us from being righteous.
Sanctified. 所以我们今天知道有仇敌在做这个工作。
So we know today that the enemy is doing this work.
我们应当到主的跟前来求。
And so we ought to come before the Lord and ask.
主啊，我没有能力。
Lord, I don't have the power.
主，我没有办法胜过。
And I don't have the way to overcome.
但是我知道你能。
But I know that you can.
当我们用这个态度到主跟前的时候。
When we have this attitude before the Lord.
弟兄们，我跟你保证，你一定胜过罪。
And brothers and sisters, I guarantee that you will overcome sin.
所以我们不能胜过的罪，都是我们因为爱他。
All the sins that we cannot overcome is because we love that sin.
我们舍不得对付他。
And we're unwilling to deal with it.
我们体贴肉体。
We care more about our flesh.
我们想满足这个败坏的肉体，他的要求。
And we want to satisfy the wants of this flesh.
福音不是没有大能的。
The gospel is not without power.
福音乃是神的大能
But rather, the gospel is God's power.
要救一切相信的
And it will save all who believe.
在我们还没信主的时候，他救我们的永生
Before we were saved, before we believed, he wanted to save us.
当我们得救以后，他要救我们脱离罪的权势
After we're saved, he wants us to save us from sin.
啊，救我们脱离世界所有一切的引诱和捆绑
And to...Let go of, to be released from the bondage of sin.
当我们肯这样到主跟前的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we're willing to come before the Lord like this,
你会立刻感觉到里面那个生命是实在的
Then you will automatically realize that this sin is there.
That life
is there.
那个新生命是实实在在的
And this new life is very real.
我们之所以常常感觉若有似无的
Many times that we think that there's really nothing going on.
好像神也是像有像没有。
And God is you know, kind of there but not.
好像我们那个新生命那个永生也是像有像没有。
So this new life is like that as well, not really there.
都是因为里面那些污垢没有清出去。
It's because of the sin that's within us that has not been cleansed.
当我们一被洁净以后
So when we're prepared and cleansed,
那个感觉是非常强烈的。
Then the feeling is very strong.
得救是有确据的。
Salvation has assurance.
所以当我们有这样的确据的时候
And when we have this assurance,
这个人是爱神的。
This person loves the Lord.
他非常的爱神。
This person really loves the
Lord. 一坐在饼杯前面，他会感动的。
And before the bread and the cup, they are moved.
他会宝贵所得着这个新生命的。
And they treasure this new life.
他会爱人的。
They love others.
他看所有的弟兄姊妹都可爱。
They see all the brothers and sisters as lovable.
他盼望所有弟兄姊妹都得好处。
And they wish for good.
他盼望去帮助每一个需要的弟兄姊妹。
And they want to help others.
他看见有人软弱了、退后了，心中难过。
When they see others who are weak or backtracking, they're sad.
他看见人没有得救，心中着急。
And when they see others who have not accepted Christ, then their hearts are troubled.
他非常的紧迫。
They're very urgent.
他觉得再不救就来不及了。
They feel that if these people are not saved, then we'll run out of time.
在他的感觉里面，那个罪人离死亡就只有一步。
And in their feeling, this person is but one step from death.
今天还踏在地球上
And today they're still on this earth
可能明天就踩到地狱里面去了
But maybe tomorrow they'll step into hell
是爱人灵魂的感觉
This is the attitude of loving others.
这是一个真正重生得救人应该有的。
And this is an attitude that all of us should have.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
也许我们真的重生了。
Maybe we're truly born again.
但是我们可能又回到顾自己。
But maybe we have returned to caring for ourselves.
我们习惯于这个把自己顾好这样的一个光景。
And we're used to just looking out for ourselves.
把我们主的爱激励我们。
May the Lord's love encourage
us. 如同今天我们听见他再一次的吩咐。
So that we can hear his command once again.
你们要从耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem.
犹太全地。
To all of Judea.
撒玛利亚。
Samaria.
直到地极。
To the ends of the earth.
做我的见证。
Be my testimony.
要把这位基督。
And to,
Christ. 活活的显给世人看见。
To show this Christ to all others.
从前他活活的显给我们看。
Previously, he vividly showed himself to us.
让我们也把基督活活的显给世人看。
May we also show him to others.
也许我们有时候觉得很难呢。
And maybe we think it's very hard.
人家都不听。
No one listens.
我们会被拒绝。
And I will be rejected.
我们会被嘲笑。
I will be laughed at.
或是我们有时候体贴我们的这个软弱。
Or maybe we think we're too weak.
我们喜欢多有点休息。
Or we want to rest more.
以至于我们有很多的理由。
And so we have many excuses.
就拦阻我们去接触需要救恩的人。
That hinders us from coming into contact with those who need salvation.
但如果那个圣灵在里面。
But if we have the Holy Spirit within us.
如果这个膏油在里面。
If this anointing oil is within us.
那个大爱就必定会出去。
Then the great love will flow.
在不会讲话的人都能传福音。
Even those who cannot speak will be able to spread the gospel.
所以不是我们能。
It is not that we can.
乃是神能。
But God.
我们要靠着圣灵的大能大力。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着耶稣基督的爱。
And the love of Jesus Christ.
使我们能够出去传福音。
We can go out and preach the gospel.
那么使徒们他们在最后看见的主耶稣升天了。
The disciples and apostles saw that Jesus ascended into heaven.
这个主升天的意象真的激励他们。
And this vision of ascension truly revived them.
因为在这个意象中
Because in this vision,
我们不仅是看见了我们的主胜过了死亡，胜过了撒旦所有的权势。
We not only see that God, our Christ, has overcome death and Satan, but he has overcome this world.
因为撒旦是在空中执政掌权的。
Because Satan has authority in the air.
如果主能够冲破撒旦的这个范围直到这个天上的话呢，就证明他是无所不胜。
If the Lord can ascend through all these things, then that means he is able to overcome all.
那当看到这个的时候
，When we see this,
我们对于主的信心产生了。
We have faith in God.
一边我们也想到我们的前途。
And we see our future.
因为我们将来也是升天的。
Because in the future we will ascend as well.
将来我们连身体都要升天的。
Even our bodies will ascend.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们盼望在得胜被提的行列里面有份。
If we want to be part of those who are raptured.
在我们的身体升天之前。
Before our bodies are ascended.
我们的灵要先升天。
Then our spirit needs to first.
我们的灵必须先在天上。
Our spirit needs to be in heaven first.
真的是以做天上的国民为乐。
To take joy in being citizens of heaven.
轻看地上所有的好处名声。
And to overlook all the pleasures and goodness of this world.
这是我们的前途。
This is our future.
这个世界不是我们的家。
And this world is not our home.
前两期的时代杂志告诉我们。
The past two issues of Time magazine.
在它那个封面。有这样的话说
On the cover, they have this saying.
他说要忧虑
You need to be worried.
要非常的忧虑
To be very worried.
因为我们的地球快完了
Because this world is almost coming to an end.
科学家都在忧虑
All scientists are worrying.
他已经临界要崩溃的那个边缘了
We're at the point of collapse.
还有多少时间没有人知道
No one knows how much time.
因为太复杂了。
Because it's too complicated.
但是有一个事实，他们知道。
But they know.
照着我们现在开始，什么都不再做了，都不再破坏，不再污染它了。
Even if we stop all activity today.
已经太迟了。
It's too late.
没有办法逆转了。
There's no way to turn it back.
直到有一天它崩溃。
And it'll come to a day where it collapses.
圣经人告诉我们，不但地球，而且是整个宇宙的星球，通通有一天像无花果树上的果子这样落下来。
The Bible tells us that the earth, and not just the earth, but all the universe, will be like figs on a tree falling.
如果我们的心被物质的世界吸引的话，
If our hearts are attracted by this material world,
我们的结局就像这个地球，就像这个宇宙一样。
Then our end will be like this earth.
但是我们却不是这样的人。
But we are not such people.
我们乃是在基督里面有盼望的人。
We have hope in Jesus.
今天我们的父亲已经把我们救回来。
Today, our Father has saved us.
今天我们的父亲一直在栽培我们。
And today, he is raising us.
他盼望我们长大成人。
Hoping that we can mature and become adults.
让我们满有基督长成的身量。
So that we can have the image of Jesus.
让我们能够体贴父的心肠。
So that we can be considerate of his
去寻找还没有回家的弟兄姊妹回来
and to look for those who have not returned home
并且在这里彼此相爱
to love one another here
彼此确实的相爱
to truly love one another
让荣耀来归给我们的父神
so that glory can be given to our heavenly Father
让我们来做他的见证
to be his testimony
让基督的教会真的成为他可以依靠的地方
so thatChrist's church can be something that he can rely on.
世界这么大。
This world is so big.
世界不缺乏那些有钱、有学问、有知识的人。
It has no lack of the wealthy and the intellectuals.
但是他们没有一个人神可以用。
But not one of them can be used by God.
唯独我们这些得着耶稣基督生命的人。
Only those who have received the life of Jesus Christ.
你的天父今天把所有的希望寄托在我们的身上。
Your heavenly Father has put all hope on you.
如果我们失败
If we fail,
就叫我们的天父失败
then our Heavenly Father fails.
如果我们失败
If we fail,
就叫他的计划受到拖延
then his plan will be delayed.
我们自己也受到亏损
and we will also suffer the consequences.
所以他让我们看见这个升天的意象
so we see this vision of ascension.
他也 让天使告诉他们说
And the angels told the people,
这位耶稣他怎么样往天上去他还要再怎么样回来
This Jesus will return just as he has ascended.
主要回来
The Lord will return.
接所有信他的人回到父亲的家去
And to take all those who believe in him back to home.
让我们脱去今天所有的痛苦眼泪压力
So may we let go of all the suffering and tears that we have.
所以我们还有一点点的时候需要忍耐。
We still have a little bit of time to be patient.
但是这样短的时间
But the short amount of time.
这些小小的苦难
And these small troubles.
如果比起将来要给我们那个荣耀无比的奖赏
Compared to that glorious reward that we will have.
就不足为道了。
It is nothing.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们有永生
We have eternal life.
我们可以跟耶稣基督永远的同在
And we can be with our Lord Jesus for eternity.
我们可以和他同住王同掌权
We can be kings with him.
我们是儿子
And we are sons.
我们得着父家中所有的产业
And we will receive all the inheritance.
我们有这么大的祝福
We have such great blessing.
而在这里所有的应许都是是的
And here, all the promises are true.
世界答应我们的全是虚假的
Everything the world promises is false.
一大堆的钱一夜之间可以变成没有什么价值
All the money can become nothing within a day.
所有我们在地上累积的名声地位到了一个时间全都没有人纪念了
And all the materials and the status that we accomplish accumulate on this world.
最终之乐除了带给我们伤害痛苦之外什么我们也没得到
will have no value.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们能够把我们的灵提到天上去
May we lift our spirits to heaven.
我们真的成为等候主耶稣再来的人
So that we can be those who wait for the Lord's return.
你们像保罗这样说。
Like Paul said,
使我认识基督。
That I may know Christ.
晓得他复活的大能。
To know the power of his resurrection.
而且要晓得和他一同受苦。
And to know how to suffer with him.
并且愿意效法他的死。
And to imitate him in his death.
有人问过穆勒弟兄，乔治穆勒弟兄一件事情。
Once, someone asked George Mueller a question.
他说，穆勒弟兄。
They said, Brother Mueller.
你属灵的秘诀是什么？
What is your secret?
所以我弟兄回答说。
Our brother answered.
他说，乔治穆勒在有一天。
He said, George Mueller will one day.
他向着罪，向着己，向着肉体，向着世界死了。
Will one day die to the flesh, to sin, and to the world.
他向着世上所提供给他的名利地位死了。
He will die to all the status and fame of this world.
这就是我们弟兄的秘诀。
That is his secret.
所以保罗他也效法主的死。
And so Paul imitates the death of Christ.
愿我们也来效法主的死。
May we also do likewise.
并且来替这位死而复活的主活着。
So that we can live for the resurrected Lord.
让我们来为他做见证。
To be testimonies.
传他的福音。
To spread his gospel.
去爱人的灵魂。
To love the souls.
哪里有爱，哪里就会有福音的路。
Where there is love, then there is the way for a gospel.
哪里有爱，哪里就有羊。
And where there is love, there will be sheep.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天虽然来到时代的末了。
Even though we have come to the end times,
我们不再看见像使徒时代、像过去大复兴时代那样的大量的人得救。
We no longer see the great numbers of people being saved.
但主还是要救人的。
But He still saves.
从前也许他们还是大把大把的这个用镰刀收割。
And so previously there may be harvesting, in large quantities.
啊，后来有一些弟兄姊妹他们可能去捡这个麦穗，一穗一穗的捡。
And then later, maybe they were just picking up the stalks.
啊，今天对我们来说呢，好像是一粒一粒的捡麦子。
And today for us, it might be just picking the grains one by one.
但是还是麦子。
But it is still wheat.
还是天父所宝贵的。
And it is what the Lord, what God treasures.
让我们一个一个把它们捡回来。
And so may we pick up all of them.
没有外表很大的兴奋。
There is no great excitement outwardly.
但是在我内心里面有非常多的喜乐跟满足。
But in our hearts, there is great joy and satisfaction.
最后我要跟弟兄姊妹讲一个见证。
I will end with the testimony.
我昨天在大学区福音聚会也讲过。
Yesterday, I shared this at the gospel meeting.
我真的为这一家人的蒙恩得救，我心中充满了感谢。
For the salvation of this family, I was full of joy.
他们很多年来过我们中间聚会。
Many years ago, they came to our meeting.
但是他们还有很多的想法。
But they had many other kinds of ideas.
后来就没有再来了。
And they stopped.
也许我们传福音的时候也不得当得罪了他们了。
And maybe we offended them when we were preaching the gospel.
我跟他们打电话道歉，求他们赦免。
And so I called them and apologized to them.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
最近有很大的喜乐给我们。
Recently, there's a great joy.
我们知道这个做丈夫的，他自己的父亲患了癌症。
We know that the father of the husband was diagnosed with cancer.
而且是末期了。
And it was terminal.
在他回国的前夕。
And before he returned to this country.
啊，我们去看望他。
We visited him.
本来他太太说要去上班的。
And originally his wife was going to go to work.
啊，临时说不用去了。
But suddenly she didn't have to go anymore.
所以当我们弟兄们到的时候
，So when our brothers arrived，
觉得特别的喜乐。
We were especially joyful.
好像主把那个太太留下来了。
Because the Lord kept the wife there.
更喜乐的是
，But even more joyful.
他们诉说神怎么样在他们家中做的奇妙的事情。
They shared about the work of God in their lives.
他们两夫妻的母亲，他们原来都信得住。
The mothers of both the husband and wife were Christians.
这个太太的妈妈呢， 她本来有很多的慢性病。
And the mother of the wife had some disease.
但是借着信心，她的病一样一样的得医治。
But through faith, one by one, her diseases were healed.
啊，他们有一个重大的转机。
And there was a very great turning point.
就是有一次他们全家去游长城的时候。
One time they went on vacation to the Great Wall.
他们的女儿把一个数位相机丢掉了。
Their daughter lost a camera.
好几百块美金。
Many hundreds of dollars.
大家都非常的着急。
And everyone was very worried.
那个相机掉在计程车上。
That camera was left on the taxi.
计程车已经开走了。
And the taxi had left.
他们就不抱任何希望可以再找回这个相机。
So they had no more hope of finding this camera.
损失钱还是小事。
The loss of money was not that important.
这沿路的那些宝贵的照片都在里面。
But they had all their photos from their vacation.
结果这个妻子的母亲就提议说，我们来祷告。
And so the mother of this wife said that maybe we should pray.
结果他们全家就跟主祷告。
And so as a family, they prayed.
结果经过了好多个小时，这个计程车司机又折回来长城，又找到他们，又把这个相机归还他们。
And after many hours, this taxi drove back, found them, and returned the camera to them.
这件事情触动了他们两夫妻的心。
This event moved the hearts of both the husband and wife.
他们真的感到神是不可轻视的。
And they really felt that God should not be overlooked.
是有神的。
There is a God.
后来他们跟我们讲。
And they told us.
这个做妻子的姐姐。
The older sister of this wife.
她有点摔倒了。
One day she fell down.
她的臀骨就摔裂了。
And she broke a bone.
她不能走路。
And she couldn't walk.
而且她有心脏病。
She also had heart disease.
不能开刀。
But she cannot have surgery.
结果他们家这个是大姐。
So this is the oldest sister.
啊，这个二姐呢很爱大姐。
Now the second sister really loved this older sister.
哎呀，就这么痛苦啊，这么哭啊。
And so they really were sad.
就在那一刻。
And at that moment,
这大姐告诉她说，你不要哭。
The eldest one told her, don't cry.
我们来祷告神。
Let's pray.
求他医治我。
For him to heal me.
结果这个还没有信主的这个二姐。
And so the second sister who had not believed yet.
她说，如果神医治了你，我就信。
She said, if God heals you, then I will believe.
这话一讲完，这个大姐站起来走路。
And right after her words, the eldest sister stood up and walked.
当这个太太讲到这里的时候，
when this wife came to this point,
她自己流泪。
She started weeping.
她自己也被神感动。
Because she was moved by the Lord.
后来我们问他们说，你们愿意信主吗？
Later we asked them, are you willing to accept the Lord?
他们说，我想我们早就信了。
And they said, we think that we have already accepted.
我们就跪下来祷告。
So we knelt and prayed.
当这个先生开口祷告的时候，
When this husband prayed,
他说，主啊，赦免我。
He said, Lord, forgive me.
我是一个罪人。
I'm a sinner.
那个真是最感人的话。
And those are very touching words.
那个话从他的口中出来，我们的心真的实在是震惊。
And so for those words to come out of his mouth, we were truly amazed.
把主耶稣接到心中。
They took Jesus into their hearts.
那先生带着盼望，第二天回去国内看望他生病的父亲。
And so this brother took hope, returned to China to visit his father.
主经过好多年以后，把这个喜乐给我们。
After many years, the Lord gave this joy to us.
其实都是主做的。
And so it is all through
him. 我们只是分享他的快乐。
We only share in his joy.
巴不得我们所有弟兄姊妹，你都能够有这样的快乐经验。
And so may all brothers and sisters share in this joy.
把你关心的人写在你的本子上。
Write down the names of those you care about.
好好为他们祷告。
And pray for them.
四月底的时候，把他们邀到这里来听福音。
At the end of April, invite them to come to the gospel meeting.
让天上父亲和我们一同的快乐。
So that the Father in heaven can rejoice with us.
我们好不好唱一首诗歌？
We will sing a hymn.
诗歌255。255首。
Hymn 255.
焚烧在我心内。
'Tis burning in my soul.
我们请弟兄姊妹一同起立来唱这首诗歌。
Please stand.
但今天我们把圣灵的火接到心中来。
May we receive the fire of the Holy Spirit into our hearts.
让它在我们里面来焚烧。
So that he can burn in our soul.
我们唱第一和第三节。
We will sing verse 1 and 3.
请我们姊妹给我们开头。
And we'll have our sister play a phrase.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
你为我们死了。
You died for us.
在地上。
On this earth.
我们要为你而活。
We want to live for you.
整个的教会。
The whole church.
要做基督的身体。
Will be your body.
要做你的器皿。
Will be your vessel.
无论传福音。
Whether it's preaching the gospel.
无论是建立圣徒。
Or building up the saints.
主啊，求你使用我们。
Lord, please use us.
愿灵火在我们里面焚烧。
May this burning spirit be in our soul.
愿爱焰在我们里面焚烧。
May this love burn in our soul.
主啊，催促我们出去。
Lord, send us out.
传扬主耶稣基督爱世人。
To preach the love of Jesus Christ.
主啊，愿你早日回来。
Lord, may you quickly return.
当得救人数满足的时候。
And when the numbers of saved are filled.
当得胜者人数满足的时候。
When the saved are fulfilled.
主啊，你必再来。
You will return.
好，我们等候你回来。
We wait for your return.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.